This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Ingrid Castle, and I will be your host. I am the director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations not often available to the public so that one can make the only informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal of all government-recommended injections and tests. Frankly, the testing is huge too. Even the TB Tyne test, as I said to people earlier that didn't get that one either. So I've been doing this for, oh gosh, 25 years actually, but we didn't get our website going until 1999. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net has our exemption pages mirrored on our main website is VacLib for Vaccination Liberation, VACLIB.org for organization. And my business website is humbleweed.net. And this is where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health. And actually, I would welcome anyone to email me about why I sell these products. I did put a blog out this spring. I wanted people to understand a couple things that I sell and why they should be in your medicine cabinet and some things you should take all the time, specifically sulfur and iodine and a good blood purifier like SCIT. Those are, you know, three things you should definitely take all the time. But for other people, you know, oregano oil is very, very helpful. So, but anyhow, that's the name of my show so we could talk about healing ourselves and maintaining a healthy body. So it's Immunize Wisely. And immunize does mean to strengthen immune function. And it does not mean to vaccinate. That's something that they the powers that be like to morph, you know, and change words and their meaning. So we do have a chat room for the show. And thanks so much, Mer Bailey, for creating and hosting our chat room. And she's always adding great stuff, even between shows. So you might want to check it out. Immunize Wisely with a Z, .chatango.com or chatango.com, whatever your preference. Anyway, I will also add some links. I wanted to just mention, I love the news feed. You know, anyone that listens to this broadcast, they really need to support Republic Broadcasting Network for as little as $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you can afford. If you are a regular listener and you've learned a lot and you've made a great network of friends and family here, like I have. I mean, this is a great network, you know, to interact with and learn from. So I would encourage you to, you know, definitely be a subscriber. I have been forever. Whether I have a show on here or not, I just think it's important, especially their news feed. They always have a great news feed. And I guess one of the articles, well, actually, there's several things I wanted to share before I bring on our guest, but you know, John in Uruguay, he wanted me to mention about this that what's going on in India, and yeah, it's pretty interesting. Well, before, you know, we have all kinds of things that we could say we predicted. You know, we knew that once this injection started being delivered, most of us are in horror at the level of mind control and how many people were rolling over for this experimental shot. I don't care if Trump said take it or anyone said to take it. You don't take an experimental injection from companies that are known felons. I mean, these companies have all committed multiple felonies that were producing the vaccine, except for Moderna, but it's reported that the same people that created the company Moderna or Mode RNA, they were the same people that did Bioport, the anthrax vaccine. So, you know, it goes on and on. These are criminals. So why would you trust them with an experimental injection? You know, I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. So I was in pretty much shock and awe watching the uptake this winter. And now we're seeing, you know, that it's causing mayhem throughout our world with the rise in coronavirus cases, deaths after the injection. Well, they say 60% of newly diagnosed coronavirus cases are in people that have been COVID vaccinated. And then of course, we're seeing you know, this rise in deaths, and then we're seeing all of these people in accidents. Mike Adams calls them vaccidents, you know, because they get the vaccine and they have a seizure on the way home or whatever. So, you know, now it's not even safe to be on the road around these crazy people getting the shot. So, but yeah, getting back to India. So in India, it's really quite the serious story of how they have a huge crisis going in there with millions of people once they started vaccinating. And I was going to actually reach out to my friend Leo Rabella. I did. He didn't, you know, bring it up like it was a huge issue. And he hasn't written me about that, but he does have a Twitter account. Anyway, just it's what's noteworthy that the Liberty Beacon reports on is that they published a story a while back that the Indian government had already supplied its people with a cheap home treatment kit comprised of ivermectin, an antibiotic, and zinc in 2020, called the Zaverto kit. And then she refers to an article. See, India develops ivermectin home treatment kit for less than $3 a person. They say it's around $2, but you know, it's still, it's less than $3 a person. The likelihood of any real COVID outbreak happening was slim to none. Unless, of course, many people were vaccinated, so, or injected with this experimental, you know, gene altering crap. So that's pretty amazing that we're, you know, we're seeing this second, third wave that's really been intentional, and hopefully people will wake up. I have phone calls happening from a couple friends in different states where they're asking for my advice, and that's the best thing I can do is tell them to get some ivermectin. Now, you can get because ivermectin seems to be the thing that will stop this, you know, replication of the spike protein in its tracks. So, you know, this one story of this friend in New Hampshire who moved from California, she was talking to her friend. She has a toddler, and the toddler was, you know, doted on by the grandmother, the father's mother, who had gotten two shots. Her whole family, and they have a large household, I guess it's three generations, her family, they're non-vaxxers, you know, three generations of non-vaxxers. And so nobody was vaccinated except for the mother-in-law, who was into playing, you know. So the baby ended up with all these horrible symptoms, you know, and blood clotting, and really, really sick. She's recovering. But yeah, that's probably the best thing I can tell you to do, other than doing the I would get the Miracle Mineral Supplement stuff, you know, or the chlorine dioxide. I would also definitely do that. Now, there's a whole bunch of things about, you know, the human kind of ivermectin versus the animal kind. You can go to Walmart and get pretty inexpensively ivermectin for horses. And my friend, she trusts that over anything human, that it has less additives, less crap in it. So she says, just go to Walmart. I'm saying that on air, but I would certainly muscle test for it. I know people that want me to get some ivermectin just as a, for a GP, because, there is a lot of people out there that are interacting with these vaccinated people, and you don't really know. Nobody wants to run around with a mask that's going to protect you. Not necessarily. And, it brings a whole different meaning to 6 foot distancing, which I'm really not into. I have a bit of humanity in me. And if someone's been vaccinated and they need a hug, I'm going to give them a hug. And I'm going to just, if that's just the way it is, that's the way I am. I'm not going to lose my humanity over this. And I'll protect myself the best way I can. That's just the way it is. So let me see. Oh yeah, to me on the news feed, this has got to be the most frightening article up there. China's social credit scoring is expanding globally, now openly operational in Western Canada. That's just north of me. It says this is not communism. It is not technocracy. Technocrats in China are spreading their web of control into every nation where they can get away with it, and now, around Vancouver, I believe it's in Vancouver, they're using their tyrannical surveillance system. Now, this is wild. China's this is this restaurant there, it's a Chinese restaurant, Hidalgo Hot Pot Restaurant. Okay, Ryan Pan, a manager of the restaurant in Vancouver, confirmed that over 60 surveillance cameras have been installed in the restaurant at the request of their corporation that's in China as part of the social credit score system. And he said that the Vancouver location has 30 tables with two cameras assigned to each table. When asked specifically why their corporation required so many cameras to monitor staff and patrons, Ryan Pan said that the cameras were installed to punish staff if they didn't adhere to corporate standards and to people track. Pan also said that the videos from these cameras were sent back to China, but declined to say why this was, other than to say the reason for this was secret. Wow. And it goes on. I mean, you got to see this. People need to boycott this restaurant. This is way too much. I can hardly handle reading about that one. So anyway, let's see. Okay, so back to that. Okay, then. Oh yeah, and now another news story on Republic is 34% of all household income in the U.S. now is from the government. I mean, that's frightening, too. When it's that high, over one-third of households' income is from our government. Wow. I never want to get to that point myself, but, I'm still working. I'm 63. So, in fact, I had an accident on Thursday, cheap Costco thongs, and it separated from the toe as I was going up a curb at the post office. And so the bottom of the shoe caught the curb, and I literally planted my face on concrete. And these people come running to help me, and, oh, should I call an ambulance? And I'm like, oh, no, don't call an ambulance. I mean, I don't look real pretty at this point. I'm not going to, start going out for the dating service or anything, but, I'm fine. My sister was real sweet. She got me a comfrey poultice for my face, and Thank you, Tanya. That was really nice of you. And it, you know, made me help me switch my ice pack and lots of things, you know, I did that, you know, at least the swelling is down and I don't look like such a mess, but, you know, just black and blue. But anyway, I'm just, you know, you want to avoid hospitals at all costs. And if you need help, I will help you, you know, get your first aid kit together and what to do in an emergency other than, you know, serious broken bones where you'd probably want to set it at a hospital. But yeah, even that is dicey. Okay, so other things that I noted, absolute proof of election fraud, you know, that's Mike Lindell, Brandon House, and Mary Fanning, they have clear proof that, you know, the voting was on the internet and it was manipulated by enemies both foreign and domestic. So, you know, of course, we have the Maricopa County election audit on pace to be done. It's supposed to be finished by May 14th. You know, it certainly had a lot of eyes on it. They're doing about 100,000 a day, and that article is on Republic 2. I think it's worth reading. There's, of course, all the other, you know, race, the critical race theory and wars going on. I mean, it's just constant division. We don't have racial issues in this country unless it's funded and fomented, you know, by BLM, problems with Antifa. I mean, oh my gosh, what's going on in Portland is horrible. And today I went to a church where we had a lot of speakers. They formed the North Idaho Freedom Foundation. Very interesting. Most all the speakers had been here less than a year and had fled the West Coast, either Southern California or Vancouver, Washington. One was one of the speaker, lived in Vancouver, Washington her whole life. Never spoke in front of a group of people except for today. And then they flew in one of my favorite representatives, Priscilla Giddings. But anyway, it's just, yeah, she's real involved. I mean, we have serious problems with our budgets in our state, you know, because they're funding educational programs for cradle to grave, pretty much, to do this critical race theory and teach transgender and pornography. And my rep, Heather Scott, actually asked the Attorney General's office if she printed some of the – made copies and distributed some of the pages of the books that our children are being – are used as, you know, curriculum and shared that, would she be charged with pornography? I mean, that's how graphic this stuff is. I mean, people need to pull their kids out of the schools. It is absolutely criminal. And then to see that our legislators are approving these budgets that go to fund these kind of programs is also criminal. So, you know, it's good to see that the people that are moving here and driving the property values up and displacing the locals, at least they're freedom fighters. That's the only good news about the influx of all these people here, because it was, you know, when I first moved to this area, you know, 25 years ago, it was rural, you know, and it's all city now, and they're, you know, all the farmland is being traded in for suburbia. So anyway, yeah, we're coming up soon to a commercial break. I just want to highlight, you know, just things that are going on. You know, Janice Barcella will be my guest. We have a mutual friend, Sophia Smallstorm. In fact, Sophia, I believe, introduced me to Janice years ago. And she just put out one of the best newsletters. She's a little behind. But, yeah, I would encourage anyone to get it if they can afford it, $50 a year. But I was going to read out of it if I had time, but I don't. So stay tuned, and I'll introduce Janice Marcello.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Listening to Immunize Wisely, and I do have my guest, Janice Marcello. You know, we had such a great conversation last week, and I didn't have a guest for this week, and I was like, we need to continue talking about this, because half the stuff I wanted to talk with her about, we didn't get to talk about. So I thought, yeah, she's a great guest, and the chat room was certainly alive. They loved her straightforwardness and, you know, not mincing any words. This is the way it is. Yep. So thank you so much for coming back, Janice. It's a pleasure having you as my guest. I'm really quite honored. You know, I was just mentioning that about Sophia's newsletter before the break, and how I believe it was Sophia that introduced me to you years ago. It was just, you know, gushing over her newsletter, even though I didn't share anything from it because there wasn't any time. But it's still... she really did a stellar job this time. But anyway, so, you know, I never really got from you last time a little bit of your story. I really want the listeners to know what drove you into, you know, the whole human sexuality, pornography, the attack on human love. I mean, that's really important. And then your first book, Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine. I mean, I've certainly seen this kind of stuff, but I mean, you go into so much depth. And was there a personal experience in your life that led you to be passionate about the birth experience?
Yeah, it's a deep question. And I will say that in looking back, I can see the way I must have orchestrated my life journey this time around. When I was in graduate school, I was doing research on why men rape. I was a sociological major with a minor in women's studies, and I wanted to understand what was wrong with American men, that they were engaged in so much sexual violence as compared with other societies. And I did my master's thesis on that topic, and I'm still not really clear why that interested me so much at the time, because I have no memory of any sexual violence in my own life or anything like that. But I can see now how all these pieces are coming together, you know, in my mm-hmm. path. And what I discovered at that time was that we have sort of a cultural understanding of masculinity and of male sexuality that is supportive of aggression through sex. That's changing now, where they're really trying to bolster the idea of transgenderism and totally knock out any male power at all on any level. So rapidly changing in terms of our understanding of masculinity. But that was interesting to go through graduate school that way and go through the whole liberal training of, I don't know, such nonsense. But in any event, I was married at that time, and I had had two miscarriages. And then I had a husband that was adopted. And apparently, he had a lot of ambivalence toward pregnancy and birth. And so he manifested a low sperm count. And we went through artificial reproductive technology for the third pregnancy. In other words, he had to go into a masturbatorium to jack off to pornography, collect his sperm in a cup, and then they spun it in a centrifuge, and some white coat came in with this big-ass syringe and injected it into my vagina, which hurt like heck, and I couldn't walk for several days.
Wow.
But I did end up having a pregnancy. That was my third pregnancy with my first husband, who was adopted. And that baby I was told that baby was deformed. And so I chose to abort my baby in the fifth month, not understanding what abortion was or how they were going to go about killing my baby, which involved actually burning my baby to death in my womb. They inject some kind of solution that burns the outer layer of the baby's skin, and the baby gulps it in, and the baby is burned from the inside out. And interestingly enough, Ingrid, this occurred in the same hospital in which I was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this in New York?
It was in New York, in Mineola, New York, and I was born in this hospital. My son was delivered in that hospital. I had to give birth, and I was highly drugged. There was a lot of repetition from my own birth. Okay, that's
right.
Number one. I didn't understand that at the time. I understand it now. It was recreating portions of my birth trauma with the birth of my son.
Wow, fascinating. Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Janice Barcello on Immunizing Priestly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, welcome back. So, Janice, you're sharing about your story and how you got into this. And it's like so important to resolve our own traumas because they do end up repeating.
You know, it's intergenerational, as we were just talking about, Ingrid, during the break. And I'll share briefly that my grandmother on my mother's side, she gave birth in a hospital to the baby before my mother, and he was murdered by the medical establishment. They used forceps to pull him out and gave him a brain hemorrhage, and he died. And my mother was the next baby through that womb. Now, something that we need to understand is that we, a female baby, a fetus. I don't like to use the word fetus because it implies just a clump of cells. It's much more than that. But a female baby in the womb has all of her eggs. before even out of the womb, which means we all, as an egg, existed inside of our mother's womb while she was gestating in our grandmother's body. Okay? So we carry all the memories from what happened to our grandmother, what happened to our mother, and all of this influences how we give birth, literally. Not just how we give birth, but how we're gestated, how we're conceived. All of this can be recreated if there's any unresolved trauma. And the reason we recreate unresolved trauma is because we're trying to work it out. We're always trying to return the system to love. So, for example, if I, and this is a very good example, since I was gestated in the womb where my mother came of age.
Janice, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
That's weird. So I manifested as a teenager abusive men, because I was trying to work out the trauma I experienced in the womb from my father being abusive to my mother, right? We're always recreating similar circumstances and manifesting the same type of partner again and again in an effort to work things out and return the system to love. But very often we re-traumatize ourselves and compound the trauma. So this is something we need to be aware of. Everything I'm going to say today about birth trauma is for the purpose of, number one, alerting people that this is going on. Number two, helping to bring to the surface memories that may have remained repressed for people, because that is part of the healing process. And then the third piece is that we have to find some kind of a holistic tool that we can use to move that trauma out of the nervous system so that we can stop the traumatic repetition and start creating something different in our lives. So let me go on to say that, you know, I explained that my deformed baby, and I'm not sure the baby was actually deformed, because my memory, I was highly drugged and I don't remember my baby being deformed. So it might have been that they wanted the baby's body for baby body parts or blood or whatever it is that they do, okay? I don't know. But the fact is that happened because both me and my husband had unresolved prenatal and birth trauma, okay? We that, of course, caused our relationship to end. And I got remarried a number of years later. I had another miscarriage. That was my fourth pregnancy. And then my fifth pregnancy went full term, but she was born not breathing. Anastasia is her name. And I was hemorrhaging to death. This was a very, very well prepared for home birth that went completely wrong. Everything turned out to be a nightmare. So she got rushed to one hospital. We were in the Florida Keys. She got rushed to Miami. I got rushed to Key West, another hospital in Key West. And she was put on life support machines for 2 months and 2 days. And finally was able to leave her body for good as they were slicing a hole in her throat, ostensibly to put a breathing tube in so they could stop intubating her. What I found out years later, Ingrid, and everybody that's listening, is that they do surgery on infants with no anesthetic whatsoever. They paralyze the infants so that the infants cannot move or scream. That they feel everything that the medical sadists are doing to them. And when you have a baby in a neonatal intensive care unit, there are multiple forms of attack every day. Every single day, there are numerous painful protocols being inflicted on helpless infants that are paralyzed and probably given amnesia drugs to boot, just like my mother was given amnesia drugs during my birth so that she couldn't remember. And somehow I was able to retrieve the memories of my birth because I worked it, okay? But what happened with Anastasia and my watching the abuse of what they were doing to her triggered memories for me of what was done to me in my own birth. So that was a major, major, major trauma to lose my daughter that way, especially after five. That was after the fifth pregnancy that did not end up in a live birth. And my marriage went into collapse. The home was gone. You know, everything. My life was literally brought to the ground. Mm-hmm. Finally, I ended up in Hawaii about 2 years after Anastasia died. Mm-hmm. And it was on Maui that I found my teacher. Her name is Dr. Stephanie Mines. And Stephanie had trained in pre- and perinatal psychology, so she had a lot of wisdom around prenatal trauma and birth trauma and how our own experiences in early life influence the outcome of the rest of our lives, and especially how we give birth and what can happen to our children. So I started to become aware of my own prenatal experience, which was not good, because I was conceived by two teenagers in the back seat of a car at a drive-in movie theater at 17. They were 17, and they were forced to get married. My mother was badly traumatized by this. My grandmother was raging at her for having done this, and she did not want to. I'm sorry, there's somebody chatting away in in my Skype that is not stopping right now. In any event, my mother had a very, very difficult time during her gestation with me, which means I had a very, very difficult time, because everything my mother is experiencing is communicated to me neurochemically through her emotions are creating neurochemicals, okay? Mm-hmm. And of course I was not wanted, and I'm gestating in a womb. You know, my mother used to tell me, don't ever have children early, they'll ruin your life, okay? This is not the kind of thing that you should say to your child, but this is really how she felt, and I took that on, feeling as if it was my fault that my mother had such a difficult life. Let me also say that if you're in a womb where you're not wanted, you can develop a sense that you are inherently unlovable and that you will never be loved. And that can get recreated as you come of age and you manifest relationships that will confirm that you're not lovable and that you'll never be loved. And this was part of my experience. You know, I manifested a lot of abusive men and abandonment issues. My father left when I was pretty young. In any event, there's a lot going on during my conception, during my gestation, and during my birth. My birth was horrendous. That influenced why I had such a hard time giving birth. And my daughter then experienced the heightened expression of trauma, where she was daily being tortured for over 2 months by the medical establishment. We're all tortured. Any of us that are born in hospitals, okay, from the 1940s on, anybody born in a hospital is likely carrying massive, unresolved birth trauma. And I can take it step by step with you, Ingrid, to talk about these kinds of traumas that are being experienced today based on what we consider normal everyday hospital birth protocols. And even during what we call prenatal care, there is an assault on mothers and babies. And of course, fathers are relegated to the sidelines and forced to accept a role where they're considered unimportant. You've got these white coats standing in front of your wife's body, catching your baby, which is a massive no-no, big time. Mm-hmm. It's gonna, and that's if you're lucky enough as a father to be able to be in the room when your baby is being born.
Right.
Okay, my father wasn't. There was no bonding, zero, with my father. And that goes for all my sister and my brother as well. There was no bonding between mm-hmm. us and my father. And with our mother, who was highly, highly drugged and not available, neither to help with the birth process itself or after birth to bond,
mm-hmm.
the bond there was also broken. And that explains the difficult relationship that we have with our mm-hmm. parents. And I will say that when you're born on these drugs, you have an imprint. So, for example, I was born on a mixture of Demerol and scopolamine. I think I mentioned scopolamine.
Wow. So your mother was given scopolamine?
My mother was given Twilight Sleep.
Huh. Wow.
Okay, which is a mixture of scopolamine and either Demerol or morphine. So scopolamine is a drug that causes absolute compliance as well as amnesia.
Mm-hmm.
And it can also make women hallucinate. They used to strap women to beds because the women would be thrashing around, having convulsions. These drugs are really, really nasty, okay?
And well, I've heard of scopolamine. I mean, there was a whole scandal where they were stealing people's money, getting them to write checks for large amounts. I mean, they're just, it makes you just totally compliant.
Yeah.
You'll
empty out your bank account if they tell you to. It's called devil's breath for a reason. And, you know, it should clue us in that the medical establishment is using these type of compounds during birth, that their intentions are not good. And they have not been good for a long time, at least since the early 1900s. The medical establishment has been 100% Luciferian in its approach to the arrival of children. And we need to look at this. So let me stress that what I'm about to say can be very activating, and what I just said can also be really activating. And I apologize ahead of time for this. I don't mean to cause stress or upset in people, but we have to understand this. We have to bring our trauma into the conscious mind, not that we have to remember our births, you know, exactly every piece of it and relive it again and again, but we need to bring, you know, the fundamentals of this trauma into our conscious mind so that we can begin to heal it. So let me just begin with the birth process and say, we have one in three babies today being induced, the mm-hmm. induction of labor. I want to stress that induction is a very important word, and they chose that word for a reason. If you think about how military personnel are inducted into the military, and police are inducted into the police academy, we will understand that babies are being inducted into a Luciferian order.
Mm-hmm.
And with this induction of labor, there will be the use of drugs and other techniques that are designed to force the baby out of the womb before the baby is ready to be born. So in a natural birth, the baby will signal the mother's body that it's ready, and the mother will begin producing the neurochemicals of birth, and the baby will be born. And the baby has dominion over this process and over the timing of its birth. This is a profoundly spiritual event that is occurring. However, the dark forces want to impress upon the psyche of this child very early that it has no dominion over its life experience, and that they will be the ones in charge of its life, right down to the timing of its birth. So the medical establishment itself is responsible for deliberately causing over 25% of premature births. They are deliberately causing premature births of babies in an effort to impress this upon the psyche of the infants coming in, that you do not have control of your life. We are going to control your destiny. Now,
Okay, unfortunately, we're coming up on a commercial break. I am finding this absolutely fascinating because it's exactly true. It resonates to my core of my being. Thank you, Janice. Stay tuned. You're listening to Janice Barcello.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. Now we're near the top of the hour. We have about 3.5 minutes. So, Janice, we're talking about induction. We can go into this topic for a long time. So just let's finish up that one thought and move on to something else for the second hour. Is that okay?
No, but we'll say one more thing about induction.
We got to cover it.
But let me say this. Okay. One of the things they're going to do for induction is they're going to break the water, what's called an amniotomy sometimes, which means the baby's in a watery sac. Yes, that is designed to be protective of the intensity of contractions. It's designed to protect the baby. And they break that so that the contractions are going to feel increasingly more intense for the baby and can actually cut off the baby's ability to receive oxygen if it gets serious enough. And when we come back from the break, we should talk about the drugs that are being used to force the baby out of the womb, because these are multiplying the intensity of contractions, and these drugs are used as part of the induction process to turn the uterus into a trash compactor instead of a birth portal.
I know a woman that actually prayed about, she was so worried, she had herpes. She had her baby birthed at home in the water sac. I mean, you know, so the water sac if you're really healthy, the water sac should not be punctured, and it should not break prematurely. It shouldn't break until the last stage of labor.
They call that being born in the caul, C-A-U-L, and children born in the caul are said to have a very important spiritual destiny, because it means the birth was pretty gentle for that watery sac not to break. And yes, it would normally break later in the labor, right? That it would,
right.
Yeah.
And on a healthy person, it would be later. You know, it would be a sign that the labor was near the end.
No, but everything they do is methodical to actually hurt the baby and cause the baby pain. And I'll explain it piece by piece how each part of what they're doing actually really hurts the baby and traumatizes the baby and the mother, hurts the mother too.
Yeah. No, this is very, very important, because I've stressed over and over again, please don't do a hospital birth, you know.
Yeah.
But people have all kinds of reasons, you know, and they're doctors brainwash them.
And the hardest thing is, when you're born in a hospital, you're going to be inclined to give birth in a hospital, especially the first time you give birth. And many parts of what you experienced in your own birth may get recreated when you give birth to your child.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing this on purpose. You're doing it unconsciously to try to resolve your own birth.
Okay. At the top of the hour now. Stay tuned. We're going to continue the second hour with Janice Barcello.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening.